What up, people? It's Argo from the Argo and Jerome Podcast. Real quick, just going to give you guys a little quick word from the sponsors, then we're going to get right to the show, man. Enjoy. What up, folks? What up, folks? We back, Argo and Jerome Podcast. I'm your boy, Argo, and here's my special, man. Very special homeboy.
Yeah, it's Jerome. All that. You already know. We finally back. This has been a good, two months,
I want to say? It's been a minute, man. Yeah. So much has happened, but fuck it, I mean, we back. Hey, this is the best time than ever, man. I mean, honestly, I feel refreshed. I guess we can kick things off with where we've been at the past 2 months. Why don't you tell the folks how you been, man?
You can start off with
you. All right, cool. I had my boy, my junior, he in the game now. So I've been up to that, just working, music, same old, man. Just music, just real busy. That's really all it's been. Busy, got a new phone, you know what I'm saying? New laptop, I just been doing my thing, slight flex.
We can start off, congratulations, thank son you, and thank everything. You. I'm glad. How's that going along for you?
It's great, man. He's
nah, that head shake. he said he's great.
What y'all want to hear is, man, he's wonderful. I love him to death. What I want to tell you is, I don't want to sprinkle on that. Nah, man, but he's dope, man. He's way more alert. Word. He's starting to get a little head, peek up his head a little bit. Yeah. Starting to try to stand a little bit. It's real cute, man. It's a wonderful experience. Fatherhood, man, honestly, like, I wish it on folks. Because I'm bad. I'm sad. I'm the only dad around here, so.
Hey, bro, I passed by on that. I'm good. I'm so grateful.
I wish it on you, man.
Father, don't do that.
Yeah,
don't
baby
do that.
Jerome,
hey,
man.
Relax.
Baby Jerome.
Relax. Keep that out of your mouth. I have a son, daughter, years to come. Right
years
now.
Years to come?
No.
I feel that.
I don't need that. Bro, I'm broke.
Hey, how you think I feel, G?
I'm broke.
And I feel, G, that shit, how you broke us. Yo, you be broke. Your pockets broke.
Yes.
And your spirit's broke.
Oh, my gosh. I'm good.
All your spirit. Waking up, bro. He wake up at 3:45.
I was just about to ask you. I said, how many times you gotta wake up in the morning?
God, he's up 3:45 on the dot every night. He don't care if I gotta work. He don't care how long I've been out that day.
It don't matter. What time you put him to sleep? Three.
It don't matter. He could have been asleep 2. Just went to sleep at 2. He's waking up at 3:45. It don't care. But he want his bottom.
Yep.
And he want his lights on.
Yep.
So. It is what it is, but man, I love him to death, though. It's awesome.
That's great, man. I wish the best for you in that, but I'm not joining you till like.
Hey, you gonna join the club, man.
2022,
2023. Tell you, man, you gonna be like, man, I could do it.
Give me like 3 years. Give me like 3 years.
Like 3?
Yeah.
I bet.
When there's a degree in my hand. When there's a degree in my hand, I feel better about it.
A little paper. Hey. First.
I want to know if there's a better side.
What is that?
Right now.
On top.
Right now, I'm looking at these pay rates and these jobs for no diploma. It ain't looking too good.
VA kill you, man.
Oh, my gosh.
VA kill you. That's why I tell people, man, hop on your entrepreneurship, man.
Yes.
Because you never know. Losing your job is a reality.
Yes. Like, it'd be a heartbeat. They just, you ain't got to be doing nothing wrong.
They don't care. Especially here, bro. You ain't got to do nothing wrong.
They just see somebody better than you.
Word.
No, see somebody that want to work for less.
Facts. you'll take $850 for real?
Say less.
Yo, Argo. You
nah,
you look crusty. Yeah, you gotta go, boy.
But, going on with me, not too much. I mean, prior to 2 months ago, ain't nothing going on. But, like, last week, got a new job. Quit immediately.
Word.
Yeah,
you
was better.
Left Chick-fil-A, man.
I ain't gonna say I regret leaving them.
Word.
But dang, I do miss having free meals.
I feel that.
I miss having free meals, not having to worry about, dang, what am I gonna eat tonight?
Dang. Well, so since you don't work for Chick-fil-A no more, what's the verdict? Like, is Chick-fil-A the spot? Is Chick-fil-A ass? Like,
Chick-fil-A, I'm not gonna lie. I still eat there. Now, I ain't gonna lie. There's other places I can eat for cheap.
Word.
Bro, I've been getting into cooking now, bro. I said, wow. I'm looking at the prices in the store. I'm like,
word.
It's really that low?
Yeah.
I could have been eating this.
Yeah.
I mean, like, $8 meals. I could make a meal, like, and last all day, bro.
I see what my parents were talking about. They were like, we got food at home?
Yeah.
I feel that now.
I feel
like,
it, yeah. I got food at home, boy. That thing stabbing me.
Facts.
Shoot.
Nah, you want to know what I've been eating lately, though?
What?
Yo, I ain't going to cap Starbucks. Like, they got...
What is you eating?
Cinnamon raisin bagel, bro.
Butter. You not hungry? You don't need no meat?
Nah, fuck that, man.
You about to be a vegetarian this week.
Nah, I might try. But I tell you this, the only reason why I get every time, I get, it's crazy, not even know my order and everything.
Yeah.
I get cinnamon raisin bagel,
mm-hmm.
butter,
yep.
cinnamon dulce on the top, and water.
Do you even get coffee, bro? You ain't rocking no coffee?
Yeah.
What the hell you going to Starbucks
for? I mean, I get, like I said, I get the bagel and the water, and I chill. I love the ambiance of Starbucks. That first, bro, I used to go for Starbucks for years and ain't get nothing. I just be in
the I back. Feel you. For the energy, I feel you. That's what I say on all my job applications. Went for,
what you say?
Oh, my God. I love the energy when I walk in the building. Bro, I said that for First Watch.
Yeah.
I ain't never been to First Watch.
Love the energy.
Yeah. Every time I come in, it's a welcome, warm smile. Word. Oh, my God. I said I want to get that same energy. I be seeing that.
Hey, I remember I was 17. I started working at Wawa, my first job.
Yeah.
And in the interview, she's like, yeah, so what do you get when you come here? What do you order? I'm like, because I ain't ever been to Wawa in my life, bro.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, I get the, you know.
Yeah. Same thing you get.
Look, I'm looking back because in the interview part, you're looking
for a menu.
Yeah, I'm looking like, you know what I get.
You're looking for the guy at the counter.
Word.
What you whipping up right now? I get the mac and cheese.
Facts. I'm saying shit I ain't damn even say. I get the meatball sub.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh my gosh.
But nah, no. I had to remember that one time in like 10th grade, somebody got me something Wawa or something.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I always get the meatball sub and all that. Yeah. It's like, she's like, really? Yeah. Really?
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, that's
checking
right.
Checking the list.
Yeah, he's for the line.
Compulsive supply. Nah, man. On top, you know, quitting the job. They was heated, you know.
It was tight for real?
Some people, they was like, oh, you know. The lady, all right, I said that. This is the messed up part, right? I was on the schedule for that week. I worked 3 days. I worked 3 days, and I was off on Thursday.
Word.
Right? I still had to come into work Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. Thursday, I sent an email. I was like, I'm gone.
Chill.
Nah. I was like, you know what? I appreciate the opportunity that you guys have given me. Taking care of me this entire past year, because I was there, like, I just hit the year mark, too.
Word.
And I was like, you know, thank you guys for everything. I'm always going to remember the experience. I'm always going to remember the lessons. You guys really helped me become an entrepreneur. I don't know if I say entrepreneur, but, you know, a good worker, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, and then they didn't catch the memo by that. They thought it was a 2-week thing. I was so they sent another email, and they was like, oh, well, first of all, I sent this to the GM, and I sent it to the lady who was the GM, but now she just does the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
This is big. I put them two in there because I ain't going to be put on the schedule next week. So, hey, because Thursday, this is how bad I was. Thursday is the day that they put in the schedule.
Yeah.
I know they was heated. So
what day did you send it?
Thursday. Thursday is the day that they put in the new schedule. Thursday morning, I was like, I texted my about one of my managers. I was like, hey, do you have so-and-so email? Like,
yeah.
Oh my, I was not trying to come in next week. Nor was I trying to come in those 2 days, which I did not. It was like, is this effective immediately? She was like, no way. Is this effective immediately? I was like, yep, I'm relocating and I got a new job. I live in the same house. I still show up there to eat. Like, I'm surprised they don't be like, so how's the new house?
Yeah,
like,
right?
Nah.
Was it hard moving in? Like, yeah.
Oh my God. I go there to eat before work sometimes.
Man, listen. Me, I hate going places where I used to work at. We good money. But yeah, I hate going places to eat where I used to work at, man. Cause I always leave on like some bad shit. I always, you know.
See,
I'd be like, fuck y'all.
AMC, I'd be real with you. AMC, I blocked their phone number and I stopped showing up. I looked at my recently like voicemails in the block list. More they back to back. They, hey Sherrod, we're just calling to let you know that you have a scheduled shift today. just seeing if you were coming in multiple times, back to back. That's I'm like, yo, after three, like after 2 days, you didn't get the memo.
You didn't get the memo.
Well, I'm off the face of the earth at this point. I came in to watch a movie one time, like months later, and they was like, "Hey, you know you're still on the schedule." I'm trying to mess with this plan with me.
Oh, I'm like, what?
It's playing with me.
Nah, I know a spot like that, man. That did that.
Yeah.
That just kept scheduling. Like, I'm like, yo, you if you haven't seen that in 2 weeks,
get over yourself,
it's a whole
bro.
whole new pay period.
Mo, Chick-fil-A, the first day, they brighten you up. If you don't come to work, if you a no call, no show,
yeah,
you out of there.
Dang.
I don't know how I was there a whole year. This year. You knew I was tired. This is how you know you're tired of your job. I'm in here, I'm in traffic, right? First of all, I'm leaving late. I'm supposed to leave 20 to 30 minutes before, so I can be there on time, or at least have like 5-10 minutes to be there, right? Because it's not that long of a drive. But around like 5, it's packed traffic, and so I gotta leave at least like 5 on the dot before then. I'd be leaving like 5:20. I'd be like falling asleep. I wake up. I'd be in traffic. I don't even call them. They call me. They'd be like, "Hey, you coming in? They's like, we're just making sure you're okay and you're still coming to your shift." I was like, "Nah, you wanted to see if I was coming on the clock." I can give you a second.
Nah, I guess I'm gonna put my shit on Do Not Disturb. But nah, though, man. I mean, Chick-fil-A, bro. I know you seen the meme where they got this, like,
Yeah, nobody. That's my question.
Bro, y'all be wildin', bro. Like, I swear, I really believe I have a training camp.
Bro, I tell you, I still be saying it in my new job. The reason I got this job, bro, one, I ain't gonna say I'm a sucker. I ain't going there no suckers. But I went in there, right? I'm compassionate, right? I go in there. Her car just broke down like the day before, and she was trying to call me back, seeing if I wanted to, because they called to see if I wanted to interview, but I guess I was doing something, and so then I had to call back and then miss, and then she accidentally called my phone because her car broke down. She thought I was like the dealership or something.
Yeah.
Which I won't. So she's like, "This is not the same voice." Hung up immediately. And then they called back, realizing it was me, because I called and I left a voicemail saying that this was, you know, Shirai.
Yeah.
And so then she felt so bad. And I come in the next day, and she's in there like, "I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it, yada, yada, yada." And then I'm listening to her talk about her car. We're not even really talking about, she's not even interviewing me at this point. I'm listening to her talk about her car.
Yeah.
I'm in here just like this. Bro, y'all can't see me on the pod, but I'm catching up right now. I'm just. I'm so sorry.
He has the Chick-fil-A cashier face on, like.
And she worked at Chick-fil-A. This is how I really got there. She worked at Chick-fil-A in the past. It was a home run. She just liked me because I was listening to everything. And I was like, "Oh, tell me more." All right, bro.
So wait, are you saying women only want to listen to somebody that listens to them? Is that what you're saying?
Then she just wanted to talk. She was a talker. She wanted somebody to listen. So she was interviewing me the whole time.
Are you saying all women do is talk about nothing?
Hey, bro. Hey, don't say that. Because then I'm going to have my family members.
Jerome is toxic. Toxic masculinity.
All I said is I got the job. I got the job easy from listening. I didn't have to do nothing.
But you saying.
She said, "Tell me about yourself." I said 2 words. That was it.
But you saying.
Hey, stop jumping the conclusions.
I'm just.
Hey, bro.
I want to know.
Your girl beating you up, but I'm
not. Nah.
I'm not going to have none of that.
I'm just trying to make sure.
All I know
that
is.
That no one misunderstands what you're trying
to
say right
hey,
now.
Hey, nobody's topping you. You called your mama a B on the first episode.
Next topic. In conclusion, we've been good.
Oh, and I got a new car, new whip.
Oh yeah, he new whip. Who this?
Hey.
Sunshine on him.
Sad party. I don't even flex with it because I'm more focused on car payments. Good lord.
Yeah.
keep going.
Yeah. You flex that shit, but I feel that. But nah, we can go ahead and move to the next topic though. All right. We're gonna keep this real quick. RIP Nip, of course. RIP Nip. Neighborhood Nip, Nipsey Hussle, All Money In, all that good shit, man. Me personally, I was a supporter and fan and all the extra shit of Nipsey Hussle, man. Not only just the music,
yeah,
but his whole mission, his whole everything. I mean, man, inspirational.
Yeah.
Somebody, a role model, if you will, somebody that you could aspire to be. You got any words on situation?
Honestly, I'd be, rest in peace, first of all. Condolences to his family. I hope that they eventually get through this, right now is probably a real hard time for, especially for this girl.
Yeah, that's, man, Lauren London's going through it. Yeah. I felt it. I'm like,
I was like, dang, they just had a kid. I was it wasn't like he was like a bad. First of all, I didn't know much about him. I don't into the music like that. Like, I ain't gonna say, like, I heard it and I wasn't into it. I just personally wasn't informed on this. Like, I knew, like, somewhat about him because, of course, I like Kendrick. So,
yeah.
I heard about him, you know, heard through that one song, but I ain't further into his music.
Mm.
But I was watching, you know, interviews and stuff with him. Like, I seen one of him and his girl. And I was like, you just tell how good of a dude he was.
Yeah.
But, solid. Yeah, I'm not really, I ain't going fake or nothing like that. I don't know too much about him. But I have been getting into him after death, which is sad that I got to go to the after death fact. And I didn't know him while he was alive. But
hey, man, I feel like you want to have that effect on people. You want to have that effect where when you pass, your work still lives on. A lot of people don't get that same luxury. A lot of people just die and everything died with
them. Pretty much.
A lot of people didn't. Cause
that's common for us.
That's very common.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't do nothing with their life.
Pretty much.
You know? Yeah, like I look at it like this. Like, it's not just about what you do. It's about who you help, who you impact, who you inspire.
That is how I feel on a daily basis. Because, you know, one, I dropped out from college. I dropped out. I'm going back. On some real, I have to go back now. It's a mission at this point.
It's a mission?
Yeah, it's a mission. And it's not just to make myself known. It's the bread, to be real with you.
Bread? Well, they're trying to pay you to go?
Huh? Nah. I gotta pay them back. I'm in debt. But I'm trying to better position myself for the future. Because I've never really been a type to focus on the future, which is, this is something that ties back to him, because he was always about the community. He was always doing stuff that led up. He wasn't really focused on what was going on at the current moment. Like I was saying, like I was trying to explain the car, but I dropped it. He was focused on what the end goal was. Like, not, oh, I have to wake up at 5 a.m., get to work, do this and that. He's like, nah, I'm going to be this man for the community. I'm going to be this figure at the end of the day.
Well, let's backtrack a bit. So, when you talk about positioning, what are you going back to school for?
What am I going back to school for? Right now, it's business management, but now that I've been, like, doing all the studying and all that, I kind of want to go back and get into some type of networking, because I feel like that'd be a really good trait. Mm-hmm. But I don't just want one degree, so I could still get that business management and then go for the networking, like go for whatever I want. Like, I can go into some camera stuff. I want more than one degree. I'm gonna do 2 year. I'm gonna get two year, because this is gonna be more than likely 9 times out of 10 out of my pocket, because, you know, in debt. But
word.
Yeah.
So wait. So. Let me ask you, I'm not busting your balls, but I gotta ask.
Yeah.
You are in debt.
Yeah.
With the fucking college fuckers, right?
Oh, I'm in debt with two.
So.
Yeah, let me just keep my business.
Considering the fact that you're gonna have to pay out of pocket to go back.
Yeah.
Do you still think that you're still better positioning yourself going forward? Because once you get out, now you got the debt.
Yep. I'll be real with you. I'll be real with you.
You see where I'm going with this, right?
Because I can stay out, right?
Yeah.
One, in this household, me staying here, I have to go to school.
Okay.
So, I could, right now, I have two options. I can move out, still be paying debt. I'd still be paying for college.
Yeah.
Not going to school, but I'd be paying for it.
All right. So, as far as an opportunistic perspective, it's a better position.
It really is. Like, and I feel stupid for leaving in the first place. You know? Which is why I tell anybody that listens to this, anybody, all my friends, don't make decisions based off of feelings. Mm.
Mm.
Think it through.
Mm.
Talk to somebody. If you don't know what you want to do with life, talk to somebody. Find a mentor. Don't just sit there and stay with the same, like, yo, like, y'all might be my close circle, but you're not always gonna help me make the right decision.
Right, if we're all in the same position.
You gonna be like, all right, yeah, go with your feelings. Like your friend drunk, your friend gonna be with you. Yeah, beat his head. Yeah,
some dumb shit. Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree with you. Get a mentor, no matter like whatever you try and do in life. Have a mentor. Somebody have somebody that's not benefiting off of you. You're benefiting off of them. So that way, they don't have any incentive to lead you in the wrong path.
Yeah.
Leads you down a path that favors them.
Yeah.
All they're doing you a favor. You see what I'm saying? So definitely get a mentor. Whatever you're trying to do, you trying to be a painter. Find a painter in your city. Get under them. Learn.
Sometimes they don't even gotta be in the same field. Yeah, you're just talking to somebody who's smart. Or that's why I really want to go back and get into like networking, because just having the connections with people, knowing what you're doing, being knowledgeable. I really want to get into computers, bro. I'm really behind. I'm lacking. I feel like an old man. I'm freaking 19.
Man, like,
old people be asking me questions. I'm confused.
Man, like, I'm telling you, man. Like the IT sector is expanding. Like
yes,
people are getting paid. They're
getting like paid. Government jobs. Like 40. Oh my god. I thought I was upgrading myself. I was hyped when I got this job, and then I get to this job. I realize how much I'm not. Like, I'm missing out.
Yeah, a lot. Like, and that's the thing. Like, a lot of times, see, people get so caught up in pay and all this stuff, but you don't look at the bigger picture. Look at how much time, energy, and creativity you're wasting every single day. And this is just doing something you don't like to do.
Yes, I was watching something like that. It was like, sometimes you can his name was it's not A-Rod. It was the Gary guy.
Gary V.
He'd be yelling.
Work until you can't work anymore. Your eyes will bleed. Like, he'd be wild.
His energy crazy, but dude smart.
Yeah.
And I was getting into that.
I agree with the work ethic. It's just, I'm all about calculated working.
Yeah.
Like, don't just working to work. If you work smarter, you won't have to work harder.
Especially for a plan. Like, all right, I'm going to this job, right? I have more money in my pocket. What's next? I had that idea when I got the job.
That's facts.
My girl right now, I'm using her as the best example, right? She already has nursing stuff. Like, she already has certifications, but she's going to college to be... She's not just saying, oh, broad statement, I want to be a nurse. She knows the exact thing she wants to do. She has an exact plan to get there.
Right.
She already sees herself at the end goal.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm trying to find what that end goal is, because if I go back to school, right, I'm going to do the same thing I did when I... Well, I ain't going to say I'm going to do the same thing, because now I'm motivated.
Yeah.
But when I first went in there, I didn't have a goal. I was going because my parents wanted me to go, because if I wanted to live here, I had to go to school. And I wanted to go to the military, to be honest. But, I mean, I still wouldn't have had an end goal there. I would have got to the military, they would have told me what to do, and there wouldn't have been no goal afterwards.
So your thing is, you don't want to live like an aimless life. Like, you want to just be...
You could make money, be aimless, and hate your life.
Facts. You can make money doing anything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Doing anything. So it's like, I
people
just
live off their 725
and be cool.
I'm not stressed, gonna do
pissed
it.
Off. Yeah. But be pissed off, but
you eating
cool.
The roaches, but hey,
nah, hey, you know, I got a roof in my head.
Yeah.
A lot of people get complacent. A lot of people get chill. Like, and like I said, they get caught up in the hours. Like, I was thinking today, right? I was at work, you know, bullshitting. And then I'm thinking, I'm like, yeah, we straight. I was thinking, like, so if you paying $900 a month, let me put my calculator up, actually. Let's do a little math real quick. This is why I was thinking about that work. Because if you getting paid, you know, your bullshit.
Yeah.
And you paying rent, $900 a month, $900 times 12.
100 times 12. Hold on, I got you the calculator.
Let me get the calculator, because I didn't go to college, so.
I was there for a good month.
Hold on, you pulled it up already?
Yeah, 10.
Alright, so boom, if you...
900 a month, 10.
And then you getting paid, and that's just rent.
Mm-hmm.
A year, you about to pay 10,000. And that's just somewhere in the South somewhere. I mean, we ain't even talking about these other places where you might be paying more than just off rip. Example, $900 a month. A lot of times people get caught up with that number. Ooh, I'm paying $900 a month. But they don't look at the bigger end game. You're actually paying $10,000 a year.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
People don't get there. Like, for example, you getting paid $850 an hour. But if you actually do the math, at the end of the year, you're only making somewhere roughly around $16,000. So That's if you're working 40-hour weeks.
Yeah.
If.
Oh, my gosh.
If. You know what I'm saying?
Working 40, I'm getting paid weekly, right? And I'm working the 40 hours. And you're still like, oh my gosh, this car.
Yeah,
y'all might be hyping me up, bro. I won't hype about this car.
No hype.
Everybody else was. They got a car. Oh, you got a new whip. Oh,
the sound system is bumping.
And I'm like, yeah, it's cool, but that car, my check is gone like three times.
Fast.
I get one check to myself, and it's not gonna be to myself. It's gonna be to produce my life.
Right, so right. See, that's the thing. Everybody gets fixated on the number, but don't calculate the expenses and calculate all the surprise.
I ain't do that. So now that's what I'm educating myself for. So I know, like, going next to things in life. Like, when I go get a house, because I was going to move out.
Yeah.
As soon as I get this job, I was like,
I'm
going to move closer. I'm going to just walk to work. I ain't put the expenses of furniture, food,
right?
Like, cause now I'm really, boy, I ate dry cereal for dinner last night.
You know, crazy. I'm glad you're saying this because a lot of people don't get to see the perspective of us learning these things. Yes. They just normally see the person that already done, the 45-year-old white guy that learned it all.
Oh my god!
This is. I believe this is better than that.
Yep.
Because this is showing you, like, young people are trying to get financially literate and savvy on things and stuff like that. This is important. This type of dialogue is important. It's important to see this point where it's like we're realizing, damn, I had the millennial dream. I'm moving out at 19. I'm out of here.
Well, I thought I was going to be hot. I thought I was on something. And then, you know, I actually sat down and listened to people. My dad was talking to me. I never listened to him.
But now you're like, dude, let me listen now.
Maybe he's right.
Same thing with me and my mentor. At first, I ain't listening to shit. Now I'm like, maybe kind of talking about something.
I was like, you know, I am broke.
I am kind of broke.
I was like, you kind of got money.
Word.
Maybe you're doing something right. Maybe you're doing something right. Let me fuck with you. but honestly, that's the ultimate thing you can do. I know we off topic, but y'all need to hear this. A lot of y'all young people need to hear this, man. I know a lot of the adults, a lot of family listen to this. They like, they finally, finally.
Not them young folks. This don't mean tell me. I don't want to listen now. But
no, I listen. That's the most thing. That's the most important thing in life. You don't gotta agree with nobody. You could be on your own for the rest of your life, but as long as you listen, you have the knowledge in your background, but you know it's there.
Right.
That's what's important. I know a lot of people that's hard-headed, and at this age, you just look childish at this point. When somebody says something to you and you don't want to hear it, or you just sitting there this pouty face the whole time, bro, it's ignorant. You're never going to go nowhere in life doing that. You got to be able to listen. If you want to be, you want to be rich, you want to be famous, listen.
You got that. That's half the battle right there. Listening, observing, and having discernment. Knowing, you also got to know what's good advice and what's bad advice and what's just noise. You know, you got to all that comes.
It's who you're around, and you kind of got to, like, when you listen to people, you kind of got to know their character. Like, especially your friends. There's certain people you can talk to me and I will listen to you, but will I apply anything you said to me in my life?
No. I got some homeboys.
I'm trying to do stuff for the. I don't do none of that drinking. I used to be into that though. I can't say I used to be. I was just smoking like last week.
He was on the gas, man. Hey, hold on. What's that shit? I'm gonna get on a tangent real quick, bro. They done brung the CBD medicinal shit, boy. We finally got it on J. Clyde, boy.
I seen you gotta order it, counsel.
Bro, ain't nothing like smoking no legal weed, bro. I'm trying to tell you, like,
I actually haven't had the CBD because I heard. See, because me personally, I'm smoking. I'm trying to get away from my stress. I'm trying to get away from my life problems.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to feel nothing.
That's the thing, bro. The CBD helps with anxiety.
But
and your mind, you're not in a psychosis. You're not dumb.
You're not high.
You feel great. You stress free.
But that's the type of stuff you do. Yeah, before work. That's the type of stuff you get by your day.
Yeah,
like
this nigga trying.
I'm trying to end the night.
I'm gonna be space age high, bro. I'm trying to get high, man.
You wildin', bro.
I can't say names of people. Everybody know this, but especially family if they listen to this. Blah, blah, me and blah, 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 spoke in some 80% TBC. And, I couldn't. Oh my God. The night ended terribly, but it was good when I was high. Man. Word. My girl called.
And shut it all down in your dumb ass. Oh, shut it down. That's what they do. They call and shut that shit down.
I love her for this because she's giving me hindsight on, you know, what I should really be doing in life instead of smoking. So, I mean, she didn't come down on me. She just doesn't like, she don't like drugs. I ain't gonna put a business out there. She don't like drugs. That's just that. And so, you know, it's just, in my opinion, is, you know, where I came from. It's where we're at, like.
Yeah,
it's the culture. Like, it's not how I don't see drugs. First of all, I don't see weed. Let's label this. I don't see weed as a thing that's bringing down society.
Ooh, okay. All right. But I'll say this. So I've heard this is a new narrative that I've heard.
Yeah.
Because, a lot of the drugs that are out are derivative, whatever you call it, of plants.
Yeah.
So if the narrative is weed and drug is a herb, that may be a stretch.
Yeah.
Because cocaine is from a plant.
Exactly.
See what I'm saying?
See, right now I'm not smoking no more. So I can't even really side with people that smoke. But I'm not going to. See, my problem was with my girl is I was trying to make sure she won't go downgrade my family. Because, you know, that's the culture. They smoke. That's how they get by. That's what they do. That's a part of their lifestyle.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't down none of them. I don't say, oh, you need to do it for the better. Yeah. Now, drinking, you know, and pills and all that stuff is different. Yeah. That's completely different. That's when you need to get your act together now.
Yeah.
Before I put you out.
Yeah, like, I feel like when it comes to people and their lifestyle choices, that's somebody's lifestyle choice.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we need to associate people's habits or entertainment.
Yes.
You know, with a characteristic or a personality trait. Yeah. I don't think that's the right thing to do.
And that's just something that you do. I don't come at you for that.
That don't make you any less of a good person just because you get high, or I guess just because you drink, or, you know. Now, if I look at it like this, if it affects other avenues of your life, then you have a problem.
If you up here acting a fool off the coat, I'm finished.
Word. And if you smoke a lot of weed and you broke, you have a problem.
Yeah. If all your weed,
like, if you get that bad, look, if you take care, I just look at this. If you take care of your business, you can do whatever you want.
See, this is the exact reason I wanted to stop. Because I was like, I need to take care of this first. Like, I need to take care of me before I smoke. Like, you know, this is a problem in society as well, which I didn't want to say weed is the problem. Everybody going to cuss me out.
I disagree, but you can elaborate.
Yeah, but, you know, this is the main problem, right? You see Snoop, you see Wiz, you see all these people up there smoking, you see them having fun, right? But they already did what they had to do. They already rioted, they already rapped, they freaking went in crowds, got stomped out. Like, they did all this crazy mess to get to where they at, to be able to go every day and smoke and still be able to work.
Right
now, I'm at the bottom. I'm not making minimum, but I'm at the bottom. It feels
all your focus.
Yeah, I still want to get to the top. I feel the best that I can be. I'm not a number one guy or nothing like that. But me personally, I could do a lot better. My brain was meant for better.
Right.
So I'm personally gonna stop smoking and put that away until I'm at a level where I feel that I'm successful, or I'm in a straight path of being successful, and I'm able to smoke and do whatever I want.
I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect that.
But as of today, all these kids see that everybody's smoking. They feel it's comfortable. And they're not doing nothing. They're going to be at McDonald's. They're going to be at Wendy's. I'm not hating nobody grind. I'm not hating nobody, you know.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do. But if you want to get better,
I mean, weed ain't this. This is what I've learned doing the entrepreneur shit.
Yeah.
Is that not everybody wants to be one. Like, not everybody... not everybody wants to be a businessman. Not everybody wants to be entrepreneur. Not everybody wants to be freelance. A lot of people just want to go somewhere, stack their money, retire, and that's how they just feel comfortable living like that. A lot of people don't view it like, damn, I'm struggling, damn, I'm broke. They just be like, you know, this is how I get by. It's just what I do.
Yeah.
So to those kind of people, like to those people who are just like, yeah, I'd rather just work my 2-3 jobs and then I'm cool and then I go to the club on the weekends.
A lot of people, especially at this new security job, because, you know, I'm on a resort, so there's like 3 waves of workers. Well, there's like 4 technically, but I don't count the 4 people. There's security, then you got the maintenance crew, then you got all the maids. And then the fourth is the people that actually work on the resort, like the people that's in suits and dresses and they talk to all the guests and nonsense. I don't count them a part of us because they cool people. Some of them, but I barely have to talk to them. I mean, I'll talk to maintenance but they don't have to do the slave work. Pretty much is what I'm getting at here. It's what I'm getting at here. So I don't count them as part of the top 3.
But somebody got to do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
See what I'm saying?
But when I was getting at, like, the maids, they got, like, 3 jobs. And then some of them, it's not like they got, like, a bunch of kids or nothing like that.
That's
how they do.
That's how they get by.
They're not trying to go to school. They're not trying to do this. They have 3 jobs. They comfortable with that. They probably going to live and die by that.
Yeah.
At Chick-fil-A, I knew a lady. They always Hispanic. Yeah, I knew a lady. she was working. She was coming in straight from another job. She had, like, she was doing, like, in a factory. She was trying to get me to come work there, but I didn't want to sell my soul away, so I didn't go.
That's what it be. It's like, but that's one thing I had to come to terms with, like, just a lot of people just, that's just how they feel they got to get the money. Now, like I said earlier, you're going to be pissed off because you're broke, so you're going to be pissed off, you're going to be angry, anger into
something productive, man.
Productivity.
See, people would take this. This is another problem here, right? Nah, you can't hate the grind because you gotta get the weed from somewhere. But most people, all right, you got your minimum wage job, you still feeling broke. Fuck it, I'ma sell weed.
Some dumb shit. Yeah, like I'ma start chopping on the side. Yeah. It's like, man, you see the thing about it is, man, when you start doing things like that. Things that you can't actually productively reinvest into without having the problems that come with it. Because people don't understand. Once the government seizes all that shit, you're back to zero.
Yeah.
You don't get the money back. Your family don't get. If you're a trap nigga, understand, when you go to prison, it's over with. Your family don't get no money. There's no severance pay for trap niggas. Yeah. So. You can't reinvest in that. It ain't like when you're working at a factory and you get her on a job and then you can't work no more. You and your family get paid the rest of your life.
I got shot last week. Yeah,
The ops caught me.
Can I get a what's that, Jay? Workers comp.
You going to your plug like you got to get workers comp.
Workers comp.
He shot me. Took the weed, man.
Hey, bro, I can't deliver like this. Can I get a van? Don't worry about it. I get somebody else to sell it. Somebody else will.
Yeah, they're gonna get you up out of there and get somebody else to fill that spot, man.
Yeah.
So it's like, and then the thing, especially now, it's like when it comes to doing that, when it comes to the whole drug game, somebody gonna do it. So I don't even get caught up in no argument. We get to stop the drug because somebody's going to fill that. If there's a demand. Someone's going to supply. And that's anything. Yep. So that the argument of that bullshit is dumb. But what we can talk about is to the people doing the weed thing, because that's something that a lot of normal people do on the side. Ain't like coke and heroin where you gotta be this super trap nigga.
Yeah, bro. I'm
good on that. But yeah, I tell people, like, especially now, to where you can go and get your vendor's license and legally sell weed.
Yeah,
in just about any state in America,
pretty much
you can leave. Like, especially like you can sell medicinal marijuana, to where now not only are you selling weed, but you're helping people in the process, and you can't get in trouble for it.
All I gotta say is, when I'm of age, I'm 21, and I got a degree in my hand, I'm going to one of these dispensaries.
He's gone.
I'm getting smacked. I'm sorry, But see, I'll be somewhere. Like, I'm not finna sit here. Yeah. I'm not gonna play with y'all. If I go out of, like, my mom just went to Vegas.
That's why I was so quiet.
Mm, oh, she's straight. You know, she got condition. She,
nah, she's straight. I feel like fucking with you.
But, yeah. I ain't the party type person. I ain't smack.
Word.
By myself.
Nah, I respect that.
But I'm the, putting to the side. I'm on my business grind. I'm not even on a business grind. I'm just on a life grind, bro. I'm not trying to... Yeah,
you don't want nothing stopping, nothing...
I can't eat dry cereal for dinner again. No. You don't know how hurt I was last night. No. It won't, like, it won't milk. It was rice milk in the fridge, and I ain't want to mix that with cereal. And then, two, I was already disappointed that I didn't want no food when I got home.
Did you have to eat dry cereal? Like, all right,
bro.
Were you in that position?
I get off at 11, right? They asked me to go to the grocery store, right?
Yeah.
At this point, you tell me to go to the grocery store, and it's 11 o'clock, and you ain't telling me to grab something to eat. I'm assuming that there's food in the house. I come home.
Because millennials, man, y'all just assume.
No, because they normally tell me. You don't. It's not like that. They normally tell me I don't have to.
The precedent.
I time this stuff too. I time this. I'm like, all right, they ain't been food in the house for like 3 days. They didn't cook in 3 days. I'm eating leftovers. Yeah. They finna cook. I know their schedule. I know they finna cook. And so I wait. Right. I get home. And they cook.
Yeah.
They made burgers. There won't none for me.
Ain't no, it's potluck.
There won't none for me.
Ain't no,
and they told me to go to the grocery store. But you know, I'm gonna get back to these topics.
All right, boom. Check it out.
It's all catching up, right?
Yeah, it's all catching up. I really wanted to touch on this one. The topic of everyone's been talking about, why aren't there more Nipseys? Why can't there be any more people like Nipsey?
Why aren't there more people fighting for the community?
Yeah, I say this. There are. You just don't care about it.
Exactly.
There
Which
are.
We can slide these topics together and cut the time short.
We definitely
talking
can.
Talking about buying back the block. Like,
definitely.
For real, like, you know, a lot of people, you see it on Instagram. I know y'all on your phone. You ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Y'all see all these black stores, all these black clothes.
Yeah.
All these black people, not just gonna say black people, but our culture personally, because that's majority of the people that listen to this podcast. You see us trying to like work as an entrepreneurship, because that's what everybody want to do. You see all these businesses, but do we buy from them? No. Because why? We see the main populace, Gucci, we see all the product, we see all this home, like, but you don't want to eat homegrown. Like,
that's facts.
You want to promote black people. Everybody says it.
Yeah.
Everybody want to get on that. But what are you doing to invest yourself into that? Like,
right. And I say this, like, in regards to the whole why aren't there more Nipseys? You do not have to be a multimillionaire to make a difference.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a multimillionaire to essentially buy back your bond. You don't have to be. A lot of this stuff is a community effort. How do you think Nipsey got to where he was? Being independent. He needed his community to support him. And then he said, all right, boom, I got the paper now. Let me go back to where I came from and break everybody off.
You were fighting there the whole time.
So it's like people, you got to look at the bigger picture that it's a community effort.
Yeah.
You know, it's a community effort. And
hey, bro, you don't even got to be a millionaire in this case. Man, you can get somebody a dollar. It ain't hard.
Yeah, it's not hard.
You can feed somebody.
The thing is, you have to, when it comes to black business, black business ownership, you have to, as a community, incentivize it. Yeah. So you can't just say, oh, why aren't there any black businesses? But you're not actively saying, okay, this is what we want from a black business. How are you going to say, okay, ain't no black businesses, but you're not telling the person that wants to try and put something like that in your community what you need? Where's the incentive to bring a black business here when you're still going to go to Walmart and still gonna go to Target and still gonna go to Papa John's and stuff? Like, where I live out on J. Clyde, bro, the only black owned businesses is where I work at. Like,
they've been telling me about your place.
At the studio. We got the barbershop. We got the barbershop and we got the hair shop, and then we got the church. That ain't their business, but that's black, you know what I'm saying? We got the church on the bang that left on the corner. Church right there.
Yeah, I might start, you know, promoting people in this podcast, because hey man, I can get my hair done from this lovely black lady. Word. And I get my cut from the, I ain't gonna say lovely black dude, that sucks.
Nah, you gonna say it.
That sucks.
He said I love the
great book. Great man.
Chocolate man.
Funny. I'm going to send you home on that one.
Nice chocolate man is what you meant to say.
It ain't hard. Look around you. Start something up.
That's
Yo, fast. My girl does a whole lot of fundraisers. It wouldn't be hard for us as a community to start a fundraiser. Send some money somewhere. Word. Start something up. You see something wrong going on in the community, change it.
That's facts.
You got to look at it.
That's the thing. We always want a hero. We always want to put somebody up there. Why can't we be the change? That's the thing. That's why what Nipsey did and what he stood for was so important, because he empowered people to be the change in this community. He said, I'm not just gonna bring a storefront here and then hire people from fucking Santa Monica. I'm gonna hire people right here in Crenshaw.
Yep, he got people coming in that. Straight out of jail.
But you from where I'm from.
Yep.
That's buying back the block. It ain't okay bring a business here but don't employ nobody. You just making money off of that block. You're not actually buying back the block and keeping the money full circle. You know.
They are. Even if you got a good community. I'm in a good community currently. If I get kicked out, if I move out, best believe you're going to find me in the slums. I'm going to find Section 8.
You know what's crazy? Killer Mike brought up this staggering statistic. He said that the black dollar doesn't last in the black community for longer than a day. Not even longer than a day. In comparison to all these other communities. And then they got the other statistic about us being the black family wealth being at zero in 2053. That's a reality. That's a reality, and that's because it was crazy. I was talking to Lex the other day, right? And we was talking about why people hate the Kardashians so much. And I was telling him, I was like, people hate them so much because they have generational wealth, and we want to model our families after that. We're mad because why didn't my daddy and my mama give me something to inherit? What you do, and the thing, they're like, what you do to earn that money. But the thing is, that should be the goal. Why are we hating on the goal? We should be trying to put ourselves in a position to when we do have children, they don't have to work as hard, if not as we did.
Tie it back to what I was talking about earlier. We're talking about you have a goal, you have a purpose, like. That is one of the most key things in life, that you are organized and that you have a goal at the end of the
goal,
day.
Goal, that's it.
Bro, I was watching a video, motivational video at work. This how you know I ain't doing nothing.
He's looking for motivation at work.
I'm at work looking for motivation.
He said, shit go down, don't talk.
I'm not looking for motivation to do my job. I was looking for motivation to further myself in life.
Word.
Right? I'm sitting there and I'm like, and then the dude was saying, dang, I lost it. I remember.
He looking for motivation for this shit too. I can't do the cast, y'all.
You got me laughing, bro. He was talking about, you know, dang, being in the, all right, example, you got a goal.
Right.
You need to get to the gym. You know you fat. You know you fat,
nasty.
You need to go to the gym.
Got
to
get there.
He started asking the crowd. It was like a live audience. He was asking the crowd, like, what's your excuse? Most people was like, oh, I don't got time. Most people are like, and then once he went into detail, he's like, what do you have to do? And nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing.
No.
Pretty much, but I'm going to cut it short. Because he started talking about the actual goals. Like, you can say you want to lose weight, but if you don't have a set weight, if you don't think you want to lose 100 pounds.
Right.
You're going to go in there. You're going to lose weight. If you just say you want to lose weight, you lose a pound. Next day, you don't want to do nothing.
Right. Because you don't have an end goal.
You don't have a goal. You're not motivated to do something. You want to keep it organized. You want to say, I want to lose 5 pounds this week. I want to lose 5 pounds the next 10. Keep it moving. I want to work on this when I go to the gym. Not go to the gym, not know what you're doing. You lost. You wasted your time.
Go off, sis.
I'm going off because I do this personally. I feel that. I go in the gym.
I bet you see it every day, too. Like, people like, I'm trying.
Hey.
Next week.
Back on the couch.
Facts.
I'm trying to get this job. Get the job, bro. You know how easy it was for me to get the security job? In my head, I said, you know what? I don't want to be at Chick-fil-A. I want a security work. I want to work security. It was so simple.
Word.
I literally, when people was asking me, it was like, how you get the job? I went on Google.
Word.
I searched security jobs.
Yeah.
Applying it. It won't be hard. Well, if you apply yourself, if you organize, you set the time out to do it, it's not going to be hard. You're bullshitting right now. You're wasting your time. Get up off your ass and get to work.
I see DC College. Like,
this is starting to get heated because I'm fed up with
you
people
sitting
asking
in the couch watching TV and like to pass you by. You keep crashing over and over. Shit.
I'm heated because people was really, one dude specifically was asking me. He was like, and this is why I was upset because this was him. He was like, I heard you got the new job. I waited to say something. I was like, thanks. I was like, I appreciate that. He said, congratulations. And I was like, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
I ain't going to hate on nobody congratulating me. And then it went into, how'd you get it? And I was like, what?
Word.
Like, same way you got your job,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I went, applied.
Applied.
Word.
And then he was like, you had to do? Like, you ain't do nothing? Like, go try it yourself. Like,
word.
You looking for guidance when you can go test the waters.
Yeah.
Most people, which is, it's two ways you can go about life. You could watch somebody. You can learn from somebody else's mess ups. Or you can get out there and do it yourself.
Word.
A lot of times you can watch somebody do that and then you just fade away.
Like, I've seen it. That's cool.
It's too complicated for me. Or you can get out there. Test it. You never know. Have the time of your life, bro.
Yeah,
I literally have to do nothing. I didn't know. I was working hard at Chick-fil-A.
Hard, bro.
I was slaving. Bro, I'm sweating.
My pleasure.
I'm sweating. Majority of the time, I'm sweating in the kitchen, right?
Word.
I'm sweating. I'm hot. I'm outside. I'm outside for hours.
Yeah.
So, don't matter. It's 90 degrees. Get outside. I'm coming back crisp, dark, like a piece of bacon.
Can I take an order, please?
Oh, my gosh.
You knocking on niggas' windows.
I'm back here. I'm carrying these big old fry boxes.
He got two drink trays.
Oh my, shut up, bro. Oh my God. It won't that hard.
He got the fries on his head.
It won't
drink
that hard.
Trays in his hand. So Lex ruined the podcast. So now we got
going in.
We're going in, chopping it up too.
It's cool. We come to a conclusion. But yeah, go ahead, pick up the last topic. We talked about it. All right,
boom.
Quick.
So I put this up there. This is a very, very important concept that we have to grasp. And it's distancing ourselves from lone wolves. And what I mean by that is, I didn't really want to go too deep into the Nipsey Hussle situation, but this is a great example on why we should distance ourselves from people who aren't acting in conjunction to what we got going on. For example, when Dylann Roof shot up that church, white people didn't say, oh, we got to do better as a community, man. I mean, really, we're just so bad. Oh.
Yeah.
Nah, they didn't do that. They said, yo, that person is crazy. That person is a bad person. Not, this is somebody of our community.
Yeah.
That ain't, that's not how they wrote. A lot of communities look at it like that.
There's plenty of situations you can go
by. Plenty of situations. So it's like, well, how come every time a dusty nigga go out and do some dusty shit, we gotta own that? Like, you know how it is, bro. And it's ingrained in our minds.
My cousin got locked up. I gotta go bail him out.
Word. And then you're like, damn, we just gotta do better. Damn. Like,
oh,
niggas
my
just
God.
Can't write. Like, and what's crazy is that, bro, and I'm saying this for us because we all have this mentality. Like, even me, and then it took for this situation to realize, like, yo, we can't own every dusty person. Like, we can't condone, even in your family. Like, you got a family member that's dusty as fuck doing that shit.
My God.
That's not your, that's just somebody, that's your relative. That's not your family. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. Yeah, that's my aunt. That's it. Stay over there.
Yeah, that's Auntie No, but that's she do her thing. That's you know, yeah. Ain't got shit to do with me.
I don't know her name. That's how most of my family members are. I don't know you. You don't know me.
Nah, that's facts, man. Thick ass family.
Y'all still y'all cool? I guess.
But still, we at, man. By beating.
I stayed by myself. I don't really like the fake energy. That's like. Word. I like. It's not. I don't even have a circle. I got like my girl. Be real with you. It's my girl. Now, do I cut other people
y'all
off?
Y'all should see like, how I'm looking at this nigga right now.
Do I stop listening? I'm being honest. Talking to more people is more drama.
So it's just like...
I'm not going to say this is, I talk to my girl 24/7. Nah, she's the only person I talk to. I'm not going to talk to you about my problems because I'm just going to wait to tell my girl. Like,
nah, I'm just... So you're saying it's just be you and your girl. Like, that's just who you rock with. Just you and your lady.
Because, right. I had a circle. I had more people.
Word.
But then you start to realize, you're like, dang, how's my news getting to you?
Word.
You, how do you know what I'm going? Hold on.
Word. So you just be talking just you and your lady, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, because my lady's not the person to go and put my business out there.
Word.
She's
You can confide in her.
Yeah, and she know with me, if she tells me something, she don't got to say, don't tell nobody. There's a lot of your friends out there and what you don't know.
Word.
You gotta tell it. Well, y'all probably know. There's a lot of y'all friends out there.
Word.
Speaking to whoever listened to this, you tell your friend something, your other friends know.
Word.
Or you have to tell your friend personally. This is some high school. This is not high. This is some middle school stuff. I used to do this in middle school.
Word.
This is my secret. Don't tell nobody else. There's no reason as adults I should tell you something and you go somewhere else about it.
Yeah.
There's no reason.
So you said it's just you and your lady, right? You said it's just you and your lady that be talking?
Mike, get that!
Had to put some simp music on for him. You said it's just...
All right, but who your circle? Keep playing.
It's just you and your lady that be...
Put your circle out there.
Who your
circle?
I just wanted to play some music. I'm just playing some music for you.
Bro, stop playing with me.
Just wanted to play some music for you. That's all. That's
I ain't simp. I ain't never been simp. Majority of my problems, I probably just keep it to myself. Majority of my problems, this is my thing. I'm a problem solver. If something wrong going on, best believe I'm going to think 10 ways to figure out how to fix
that.
It.
I feel that.
Sometimes I don't even got to tell her. I figure it out.
Damn, so she be solving your problems too?
She be solving my problems?
She saw your problems. I had to hit you one more time.
She saw my problems. Pause that music, bro.
Hey, bro. Hey, that's all. Hey. Just wanted to play you some music. I don't know where it came from. I don't know the music came from.
Who is your circle? We're going to end on this. Who your circle? Keep playing with
you. I ain't got no circle.
You talk to yourself?
I talk to people. I confide in people. I just had to put your
girl. Don't even try to play because I know you go to your girl.
I talk to my lady. I talk to my lady about stuff. But I also have other people I can find.
I have other people I can talk to. But if it's something.
Oh, simp energy. He's angry. I had to play some music for you because I feel your energy. I had to play some music for you because your energy is. Your simp energy is too strong. Ah! His energy is attacking me. Where's music coming from?
I'm just waiting on this one.
Lord have mercy.
You just wait. You a clown.
His music, his energy, he's got this he music playing his theme
All
music.
All I gotta say is having more people in your circle resolves in more drama.
Nah, I respect
Less
that, man.
Less people
I respect
around
that,
you
man.
is honestly, it's okay because I don't make enemies, right?
Word.
I'm friends with everybody. If you want to fight, you fight. That's just.
Man,
if I cause you a problem, I will apologize. If you causing me a problem, I'm finna curse you out. I'm finna tell you to meet up.
Word.
But other than that, if I know I'm in the wrong, I'll be straight up. Be like, my fault, bro. I'm sorry you feel this way. If you need to fight, we need to fight. If you need to talk, you need to talk. But I said, I do apologize for me being in the wrong here. If I'm in the wrong, I apologize. That is how you get further in life. You step up to your mistakes. Now, you better not be playing no more simp music.
I'm not. I'm just on YouTube, bro.
Yeah. Alright.
I'm just on YouTube. What the fuck? I'm just on YouTube. Right. What the fuck?
Let's end this. Keep trying to clown me. Keep talking. I see it. Nah, I see it coming. Wait for it. We just talking right now.
You said you gonna curse him out when you. You said you curse him out when.
You see what you talking about.
When you curse him out, and when they pull up in your store, do you tell them that?
Oh my gosh!
Is that what you tell them when you curse them out, Jeez?
Nah, bro. I be calm with it. When I gotta fight somebody, no. See, this I mentally fight you before I throw the hands, right? This how I get in your head, I don't gotta fight nobody. Nobody trying to fight me, cause then I'll be like, yo, this me. Be like, all right, you gonna fight me? You getting stomped out. Multiple people.
Y'all.
Ain't no one on one.
Y'all, Jerome went to the gym twice on the punching bag, and now this nigga think he Chun-Li.
Whoa. I said ain't no one on one.
This nigga think he Chun-Li now.
All I said, ain't no one on one. You can come over here. You can waste your time.
Word.
I can come to you, but it won't just be me alone. This nigga ain't gonna solve it.
When they pull up, do your theme music play like this?
Let's get out of here, bro.
When they pull up, and they want smoke, right? What they be saying to you, bro?
Nobody ever pulls up.
What they be saying to you?
Nobody ever pulls up, bro. And then even when you face to face and you try to check me, nothing happens. I just get you right back. Nothing happens. Bro, I haven't had to fight nobody since like middle school. Nobody comes up to me. Or even when they do, they don't do nothing.
When they pull up, talk to you.
Man, this has been is the this Argo you? And the Jerome
is this,
podcast.
Is this how you talk to him, G?
I love y'all for standing here with us. I know it's been 2 months. I know y'all been acting. Pause this dang, man. This dude a whole clown. He got his veins popping out his head. All I'm saying.
When I get the soundboard, my nigga, it's over with, bro. It's over. I'm killing you. I'm killing motherfuckers.
Don't worry, bro. I got something for you. Next podcast. We're gonna be consistent.
I guarantee your soundboard will not be better than my soundboard. You better get your soundboard now, nigga, because I got the sounds for niggas.
All I know is I got a keyboard upstairs, so I'm gonna figure out how to be tech savvy, connected to the computer on your old ass. Now we're freaking up out of here.
We out of here, man.
Right, man. It's been great.
I appreciate y'all so much for the constant support. I've been hearing
what
y'all been saying and the request and when we coming back. We back. We consistent. What we gonna try?
Please text me if you have any ideas. I'm solid on ideas. Forget that. Don't text me.
Yeah,
text Argo.
Don't text me shit.
Argo simp. He'll listen to you.
Hey, them niggas pull up at your house like this.
Edna spies on you, though.
Get out of my house. Let's go.
Peace, man. Peace.